It's a reversal in state policy centered around the Obama administration's DACA policy, deferred action for childhood arrivals. That generally delays any legal action against those illegally brought into this country as children and are now pursuing education or military service. Attorney General Herring made his announcement yesterday at Northern Virginia Community College in Alexandria.
In-state tuition rates can and should be extended to Virginia students lawfully residing here under the DACA program.
But no cheers from House Republicans like Salem Delegate Greg Habib, who says Herring's decision goes directly counter to Virginia law, which prohibits in-state tuition for illegals.
The Code of Virginia clearly prohibits this. The Democrats know it prohibits it, which is why they've tried to change the law the last few years. And for him to do it by executive fiat is simply inappropriate.
Habib says it's setting a dangerous precedent. Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.